Okay, good to get back home this weekend. Another tough opponent, another good offense that we're facing this week. Probably, you know, first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback, so we've got our work cut out for us in preparation this week. Questions?
Sure. You guys have done a good job getting after the passer. I mean, what kind of a different challenge is Rodgers with his ability to break the pocket?
He's able to scramble to run. He's able to scramble. He can make all the throws. That's the biggest thing that poses. The receivers do a good job of adjusting down the field as he, you know, starts to move around the pocket. So, you know, he poses a lot of challenges as far as our rush plan this week. But Coach Patterson and those guys are doing a great job of preparing this week. So we just got to, you know, pay attention to the details as we get going, keep working through the progression of the week.
Is he hard to shadow or mimic, I guess, in practice where you have a guy playing him? Is it hard to get a guy that gets it exactly right?
Oh, yeah. If not, I mean, a guy probably be playing. I mean, he's pretty good at all those things. I mean, he can throw on the run. He can, like I said, he can take off running as he did last week to keep the clock, I mean, to keep the sticks moving. So we have our work cut out for us to contain him inside, you know, inside the pocket and hopefully do a good job of defending the pass. But just like every week, our pass rush and our coverage goes together, so we got to do a good job on both ends.
What have you seen from Harrison? I mean, that big play at the end of the game obviously was huge, but just game to game, is he as consistent as
it's been? I mean, Harrison's really one of the most consistent players we have. Day in and day out, he's going to come to work. He's going to pay attention to the details. He can transfer it from the meeting rooms to the field and then to the game on Sunday. And just, you know, everything he does is a true professional. So, you know, we're fortunate to have him, and, you know, in the right place, being able to make that play last week was huge.
How much of a luxury is it? I mean, obviously, it's a great asset. Your front, to have the depth that you have.
That's really a good point. Our guys do rotate quite a bit up front, and, you know, the next man that goes in, we expect him to be paying attention to the details. And our front, you know, really is a good front. Who's ever in there, the level of play doesn't go down, and they're all, you know, professionals, pay attention to the details. They hold each other accountable. Coach Patterson does a tremendous job with those guys up front, and it's a blessing to have depth in that room.
What's enabled them to be so successful in the red zone? I think 15 and 19.
Yeah, I mean, I just going through the red zone. I mean, these guys are number one in the red zone. The reason, you know, he's doing a good job of checking them into the right play, understanding what teams are trying to do against them, the leverage of the routes down there that they do, the scramble rules are still into effect. So he does a lot of good things down there. You know, that's why they're number one in the red zone. I mean, he's number one in a lot of categories. I mean, they're 5 for 5 on fourth down. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us here as far as preparation and getting ready for this game this week.
Do you go in with them maybe expecting even a more aggressiveness on fourth down than maybe you see from other teams? And
Not necessarily more of aggressiveness, but, you know, they have their tendencies just like every team does, you know, from week to week. So we just have to pay attention for the details of, you know, what we're facing that week. All right.
Thanks,
guys.